The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
But a true and honest thought, that if you become a teacher, by your pupils you'll be taught. As a teacher I've been learning, you'll forgive me if I boast, and I've now become an expert on the subject I like most. Getting to know you. Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Getting to like you. Getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you, putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the beautiful.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Gathering Offering 2.0. My name is Jerry Kirk, and I am an attempting servant, the Father, His only begotten Son, and the Father's laws. So I have now expanded that attempting servant over the course of these short few months. I hope that thither and pray to all, to the Father in heaven, if it is His will, that the only begotten Son pray my prayer to the Father. I don't have the capacity to pray to the Father. I am certain that all of us need to learn that. That only the only begotten Son can communicate to the Father. And we must ask the Father, if it is His will, then let His Son pray our prayer to Him. If you skip what people call formalities, you wind up getting your butt kicked in a courtroom, on a football field, on a field of war, so forth. There are certain things you must follow. That's the basic item of why I am on RBN, is to get individuals to understand the devil is in the details. You don't find the devil by just waving a magic wand. I would hope that people would listen to this. I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I have witnessed all kinds of items that all I was an observer. Phenomenally large items that I watched two men who originally had a female giving them a hand. Those three individuals, they went for everything. They did not fail to overturn every single stone. And that is why their success rate was 100%. Never lost. I kind of like that. Have you ever been doing something and you lost? Is it a lot of fun to say if you're a male and you're playing football to lose a game? That didn't never appeal to me. We're talking about much larger subjects here at Republic Broadcasting Network. So that's my little introduction for today. I want to apologize. This is not an excuse. This is real time. I was injured this past Tuesday, and I wound up getting some steel spurred, or whatever you want to call it, into my eye. One area I have a 3/16-inch slice, and you can see the edges, and I'm working on the other thing. But reading is, you know, that's out of the question, right? Since Tuesday, all right, and it doesn't look very good for the next couple of days. Anyway, I'm not making excuses. I'm telling you the facts, and if I was not stupid, I probably would not have had this injury happen. They're always stupid when you're injured, you know, but it's also the will of the Father. You don't get injured without him saying, yeah, Jerry is acting stupid there, let's get him. My best excuse about part of this, I was trying to get some things done, and the wind was picking up to 40, 50 miles an hour, and actually, yesterday, we had some 60 to 70 mile an hour winds, and part of the roof, if you will, the ceiling part of a sunroom that I have, it blew off and was up against the fence, so I just overdid it. I should have, you know, just said, oh, to heck with it, go inside, don't try and get this work done, but I really enjoy actually good physical hard labor that is accomplishing. So I'm going to go into some areas today, and I would like you to please consider. Now, the first one is a very simple sentence that I'm going to point out to you, and it's out of the book of Enoch, chapter 99, second half of verse 10. But when this frost, snow, cold, and every snowy wind, and every suffering belonging to them fall upon you, in those days you will be utterly capable of standing before them. Now, the lowest temperature that I've been in is minus 20 degrees, with a wind chill factor of minus 40. So, in other words, 20 miles, you know, 20 degrees colder. Minus 40 is pretty dadgum cold, especially if you're born in Miami, Florida. And every once in a while, I'm going to have to stop because I've got something that's, you know, draining and I can't help it. Sorry. Now, I went and did some individual studies because I learned under the Father's laws that we are only allowed to wear against our skins natural fibers. Okay, I'm going to start with the very toughest natural fiber that I've been able to find or understand. It is hemp, H-E-M-P. I'm not talking about marijuana. I'm not talking about pot. I'm talking about hemp. If you go back into history, you will find that Levi Strauss, the first blue jeans that they made, they were made out of 100% hemp. And people were able to wear them 3 and 4 times longer than what you can wear the Levi's or blue jeans that you get today. They were tough, tough as nails, okay? And I would guess not too many people have any pure hemp blue jeans nowadays. Very difficult to find. And if you do find any, you won't believe the price. So then we have wool, and then we have cotton, and then we have linen, which is just a much finer type of cotton. And then we have something called silk. And I'm not talking about ice silk or all these other names silk. And I'm especially not talking about the see-through silk that I'm talking about what a man wears. And I'm not talking about the ads that you can find on eBay where steers and queers put socks in their crotch to sell that stuff. I'm talking about something like mulberry silk, something that is 100% silk. Now, if you're all bundled up for all kinds of, you know, really cold, okay, and let's say that you're typical, like most people, your first layer is cotton, long johns. And then you put on a layer of this, and you put a layer on this, and then maybe you put on your heavy-duty cotton waterproofed jacket. And then, you, of course, now you can also use leather on top of that if you want. That is not, that's an overcoat. That's not against your skin. Now, you get out there without any silk underneath your first layer of cotton. And you're going to find that all of the weight, all of the structure, the strength of your cotton, your wool, your hemp, your leather, is all going to bind you up. When you move, it will bind you. Now, if you put on silk, guess what? All the heavy-duty stuff, it slides. You know, your arms, your back, your stomach, your knees, your thighs, it slides. Well, I've actually done this experiment in the winter where I purposely didn't wear silk, and then I did wear silk. Then I've done it in the summer just to see what would happen in the summer. Now, of course, we're not going to be wearing that much clothing during the summer, but I wanted to see the difference. I'm going to estimate to you, you know, just being for an average individual, that wearing silk underneath in the winter saves approximately 50% of your energy. Now, I'm not talking about just walking down a nice sidewalk or a nice mowed lawn. I'm talking about walking around in the woods, going up and down real live, real situations that you could get into. I would hope that you would consider this. Now, I'm not going to tell you that the prices of silk, pure silk, are cheaper than they were 30 years ago, okay? And I'm not going to tell you that you've got all kinds of options of who to buy from, because that's not true. But I'm here to suggest to you that, and I don't sell silk. Don't make a dime off silk. I will also suggest, if you do find something that you can wear, that you follow the instructions of pure silk. You don't ever put it in a wash machine. You don't ever take and put, you know, your favorite laundry soap in there. You'll destroy it. All you do with silk is take some nice warm water, flush it, take and put it back together, you know, squeeze it, get the water out gently. You don't wring it, you just squeeze it, and then you rinse it again or two, and you never put it in a dryer. You hang it up to dry, okay? Now, that you say, well, wow, look at all that. You know, you got to do all that. Well, if you're out there and you're humping it and it's tough, you really don't want to wear your silk out too quick and ruin it. Now, I also took and did that silk experiment going snow skiing, and that's where I come up with about 50% difference in energy, because, you know, it was just incredible. And I think if you go look up, you'll see a lot of snow skiers wear silk underneath so that they can move and flex around. Do you have any silk long johns, ladies and gentlemen? Now, Now, the kind that is the best that I've never been able to find, at the top has a turtleneck. Well, I can't find any with turtleneck. They've got a round or a V-shaped neck. So now when you try and go, you can't find the turtleneck, at least I can't find it, and you now still have your neck exposed. You're going to wind up with some cotton on top of it and the binding around your neck. Now, if you're out in the woods and you're doing some of this stuff for real, because, you know, it's going to get real, real cold, you can look up into the ladies section on eBay, and you're going to be shocked at the choices that women have, at least I was shocked, of for silk. It's absolutely unbelievable. I picked up, because the one silk scarf that I had was quite small, I never knew to look under ladies. I did this about 10, 12 days ago. And I got a 35 by 60 ladies 100% pure silk scarf for how much money? Take a guess. Pure silk, including shipping, $14. You got to be kidding me. Ladies do get some advantages, okay? And so I learned something I didn't know until 10, 11 days ago. And women get a better deal on silk than men do. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. You might say, okay, he's talking about this one type of situation. Well, yeah, I sure am. Because some of us are going to go through that situation for real. And you may just say, well, I don't care, I don't care. Well, don't tell anybody that you heard me say this, because then you can't blame it on me. Details. Everything is involved with details. When you skip this detail, when you skip that detail, and so forth, you leave out pertinent, valuable information, and then you try to make a decision, guess what? You normally fail. Sometimes it can be quite devastating. You really don't want to fail in certain circumstances. So that's kind of like the polite thing of this gathering offering. I want the people today, please consider something for this entire 2 hours. What do you think each and every good listener, and a male and female, what is their responsibility and duties for listening to RBN? Is it just entertainment? Oh, I have nothing else to do. I'll listen to RBN, and a lot of the people talk about stuff I kind of like. And you sit there in your cubbyhole, and you listen, and you enjoy. That's great, isn't it? But what is your responsibility and duty? If you learn something, or if you already know something, I would like people to tell me what is their, or do they say, I don't have any responsibilities and any duties, all I do is listen to RBN. And do you think that that's the type of people that I'm trying to talk to? You, as an individual listener, have a responsibility and a duty. What is it? I would love to hear from you. Tell me what your responsibility and duty.
I guess I don't know.
For having a break. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
When I get there, learning to fly around the clouds.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed, suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Getting to like you, getting to hold you like me. Getting to know you, putting it my way but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea.
Welcome back to a short segment of the Gathering Offering. Call-in number, if anybody's interested, is 512-248-8252. And if you do decide to call in right now, we'll hold you over this little break thing that we're going to be having here shortly. Now, I said something about the devil's in the details. And this is not a teaser, I'm getting ready to say. I had a situation that came up, and it involved me contacting the former president of the United States attorneys. Donald Trump's attorneys. He wasn't the president of the United States at that time at all. However, his attorneys are very, very good, in my opinion. Well, why did I contact them? Well, I contacted them just for the first time and said, I'd like to send you a 4-inch thick abstract of title, talking about land. In actuality, some very expensive land. And in my letter that I communicated with them, I told them the land that I was interested in, the legal description of the land I was interested in. And so they received this abstract, and they went through it, and they're studying it, this, that, and the other. And after about 2 weeks, they called me up, and they said, yeah, we think we know everything about your land, Jerry. I didn't send them an abstract of my land. I sent them an abstract of other land. They couldn't believe it. When I let them know that, my land was only listed in 2 one-page letters. They couldn't believe it. They were astounded. Because I took and I sent them an abstract that was not of my section of land, they were researching it, saying, wowee, boom, bow, we're just jumping up and down. Because they didn't pay attention to the typed out twice information to them. And they looked at the other abstract, 4 inches thick. They were astounded at the 2 one-page communications that were in the abstract that wasn't my section. I had to point it out to them. Now, these are damn good attorneys. One letter, the very first one, was from Charles Franklin Taylor. And he sent a certified, all this legal type stuff, up to the state of Florida, to various departments, and said, he wanted to know the legal responsibilities, ownership, da-da-da-da-da, any history of the section numbers that I had given Trump's people. They passed right over because it's only one page long. Well, guess what? The state responded back and says, we have zero interest in the section. It wasn't the section that I had sent Trump's attorneys. They flipped out. I said, you see how the state of Florida has no interest in this land? They said, yeah. I said, how do you think I've been able to hold on to it? I don't have to pay any taxes on it at all. It was never introduced into Florida, the state of Florida. State of means the condition of. So if you have the state of Florida, state of means the condition of Florida that you're in. Now, if you're in Florida, the state, that means you are not in commercial land. And all my land was not in the state of Florida. Do you think that grabbed Donald Trump's attorney's attention? Because it absolutely proved that I owned it. But of course, I had all the documents as to where it was acquired through the Intercoastal Waterway. Wow. Bottom of the half-hour break, ladies and gentlemen.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and free. All the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day.
Welcome back to the second half hour of the Gathering Offering. I do apologize that I'm a little bit slow on, you know, my speaking and things of that nature today. But that's the way it is today. That's not an excuse. It's just that what happened. Now, when I was in eighth grade, I had got an English teacher, Mr. Nash. I had no idea when I first sat down the first day in his class how much I would enjoy being in his class. Now, if you knew anything at all about me, I gagged at almost every class that I was in with the content they did. Mr. Nash got out there and he laid it out to commas semicolons, colons, and pointing out how those little items that everybody just passes by and they don't understand what they're reading. I said, man, this guy, he's telling the truth. He was blasting the colleges. He was blasting the doctorates, everything. And he was calling them trash. He was calling them garbage. And I said, my golly, I've run into a teacher that does not just get taught. If you listened to the very beginning of the music, the lady says, I am a teacher and I am learning. Are you a teacher, the listener of RBN? Are you sharing your knowledge with other people? Is that a responsibility and a duty? If you say no, then just sit back and have another snow cone or anything else you want. Now, Mr. Nash got into something. I don't know how he got into it in an English class. But he brought up the term orifice. I at times say, yeah, my rear orifice. And I said, okay, this is going to be fun with Mr. Nash. And he kind of recognized me that I was a proponent of antagonistic but helpful attacks. So I started to debate with him. You know, there's 25, 30 other kids in the class. We're going over their heads. I don't care about them. They could listen if they wanted. And I said, Mr. Nash, could you point out and give me a definition of a list of orifices? He said, yeah, it's pretty simple, Jerry. I mean, you know, very harsh. First of all, you got your...
My darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. And time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine? I need your love. I need your love.
Hi, listeners. We had a little problem getting a hold of Jerry. A little technical difficulties there. I think he's with us now. So let's welcome Jerry Kirk to tonight's program. Are you there, Jerry?
Yes, I am, Mike. Thank you for your patience. I appreciate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. Some kind of phone situation knocked me out entirely at about 20 minutes. And anyway, I'll get it this way. You don't have any new stuff, or, you know, you missed, you know, about a half hour of that. So that might have been a good thing. Now, I'm in a little bit of a, you know, bind for looking at things because I'm sitting outside in a car. Don't have a desk. But I want to move into something if I can. And And this is actually very important, okay? Christians, and, you know, bearing in mind, I was raised by staunch Catholics and staunch Baptists all of my life, up until I said no more. Before they eat, they say a prayer. And I want you to please think about this. And this is the prayer. Bless us, O Lord, and thy gifts, which we are about to receive from thy bounty, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay? So that says to bless us and these thy gifts, which we are about to receive from thy bounty. Now that means your food, okay? Now, I want you to hear what it says in Deuteronomy 8, chapter 8, verse 10 and 11. Okay? When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given thee. Now that's 10. Let's just stay right here. Now you've eaten and you are full. If you eat Aunt Bessie's, and Aunt Bessie was the absolute best cook in your entire family, and always it was fabulous, but this day that you went to Aunt Bessie's, everybody picked up and had a bite or two, and it was terrible. People were gagging. Now think about this. Under the Catholic way, you blessed something, being yourself, and that food. And it was terrible. Now, let's go back to verse 10 in Deuteronomy. Excuse me. It says, when thou hast eaten and art full. Well, if you're eating and then it was no good, you wouldn't be full, would you? Common sense. Then thou shalt bless the Lord. Now, I want you to think about this. I want each of you to listen to this and ask yourself a question. When in your life have you ever blessed the Father and his only begotten Son? I mean, you're blessing food, you're blessing this, you're blessing your cows, blessing yourself, blessing your friend. This right here proves beyond a shadow of a doubt to me, that we have his people, now not the bad guy, his people have the ability to bless the Father and the only begotten Son. Can you imagine that? Did it ever occur to you that if you're a good guy, now bad guys can't do this, okay, they can't do it, that's guys and gals. But that you have the ability to bless the Father and his only begotten Son? Think about that for a moment. Did you know you had that? But did anybody else share this with you and go down this in detail with you? He says, again, I'll just repeat. After you're full, after you have eaten and art full, then you bless him. You don't bless him if the food is no good. Think about that. Because you cooked it bad, or Aunt Bessie cooked it bad. Now, I want people to think about that, please. Very much. I want you, the individual, to ask yourself that question. I want you to ask yourself, can I go look up the Catholic a blessing before they eat? Now, Christianity has managed to come up with seven or eight types of blessings before you eat. Think about that. Now, they've actually come up, I don't know anybody that ever does it, and said, oh, we're going to give them a blessing after we eat. But I never heard or found one of those where they say, bless the Father, bless the Lord. I would like you to think about this.
Now, my conditions, I'm not asking for sympathy, are a little bit tough right now about trying to do this. And I am going to give out the call-in number, 512-248-8252. Wouldn't even mind a little bit of help of people taking up some of the time and to comment about this. Now, let's think about the comment that maybe could hit somebody in their, you know, chiming right between their eyes. Do you, the listener, the good guy, the good gal, do you have a responsibility and a duty to share this with other good guys and good gals? Think about that. Or are we just supposed to sit tight and keep under the radar and not take any heat? And who cares? Is this your attitude? It's not my attitude. I pray it's not your attitude. Oh, well, I'm going to stay safe. I'm going to learn this. But if I get out here and I talk about this and I share this with people, guess what? Bad guys are going to be tracking me more. Ever thought of that? I think about it all the time in my life. So I wanted that to you know, I'm a little behind. I can only apologize. You know, people need to take and say, wow. Now, I'm going to take and move up to Deuteronomy 14:29. And I'm going to only do part of it. And the Levite, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are within thy gate, shall come, and shall eat, and be satisfied. Okay, now, you see that when I was talking about eating, that now it says, shall eat and be satisfied. Before it said, be artful. That is easy to understand. You wouldn't eat bad food. You wouldn't give other people bad food on purpose. I'd like you to think about that. Please. Each of us, of the good guys and the bad guys, we do have a responsibility and a duty. And our duty is not just to ourselves. It's not just to the Father and His only begotten Son. It is to the good guys and the good gal. Now, yes, we do have a responsibility to the Father and the Son. Don't take that the wrong way. Yes. But we have a responsibility to find and assist our brothers and our sisters, our true ones, not the Canaanites. They'll never listen. They'll never learn. It's impossible for them. That is what we're going through right now. Now, I also had somebody ask me to repeat something. And I'm going to try to find that and share that with you. Matthew, chapter 16, verse 24. And 25. For whosoever will share his life shall lose it. Whoops, I said that wrong. For whoever shall save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. Ooh. Let me read that one more time. 24 and 25, Matthew 16. Then said Jesus, again, I've already talked about that as a Canaanite name, unto his... him and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Maybe you want to write down Matthew. Chapter 16, verses 24 and 25. Maybe that would help you to read it, to take and dissect it in your mind, to take and say, wow, I have some ability, and I must get out there and do what I have to do. Even though
And a lot of it's going to be pretty dead gum tough, no doubt about it. No doubt at all. So anyway, I'm going to look at my watch and see when the next break comes in, and should be coming in pretty soon. And I'm trying to get through to another particular thing that people don't know about, or at least I don't hear people know about. And I'm going to Leviticus chapter 21, if I can get there on this thing. I will give you, you know, a very valid excuse, if you will. You know, my eye is still kind of messed up, so I'm having a little bit of trouble reading, to say the least. But I'm still trying to persevere. Struggle to persevere is what they say. When we look up a certain word of how many times it occurs in the Bible, and we hunt that down, we find that there's a little bit of problem. And that certain word is the word community on local news, on national news, on radio shows, on and on and on. Advertisements. They tell you, you know, you're part of the community. Well, I'm not part of the community. The community includes everybody. All the good guys and the bad guys and the other kind, the really bad guys. That's what a community means. The word community never occurred in the Bible. And yet, they have indoctrinated us to just everybody use the word community. Now, am I mad at people because they didn't know that? No, I'm mad at the puke bots that have indoctrinated people to say, hey, I'm part of the community. I'm joined in. Again, never in the good book does the word community occur. Now, however, there is a word that does occur in the Bible, and that word is congregation. That occurs 360 times. I could be off one or two on my count, but I'm not off 10. And that congregation has, I certainly cannot read all 360 verses to you today. It takes a long time to do that. I have looked at all 360 verses. Oops, this guy's strange. He actually read and did some research. I do that all the time on subjects. I was trained that way. You don't just say, oh, I found one thing, and, oh, that's great, I just got one thing, and that's all I need. Now, what I'm talking about is going to be found in Leviticus chapter 21, verse 18. For whosoever man he be that hath a blemish, he shall not approach. A blind man, or a lame, or the he that hath a flat nose, or anything superfluous. Okay, now let's just look at one thing, flat nose. Now, what is a flat nose in modern-day English? Ask yourself the question. You know what it is. Okay, now you can honestly say, yes, I know, or no, I don't know. Well, a flat nose in today's society is called Down syndrome. And their nose is a little flat. Now, I have had individual conversations and been around five different individuals that had Down syndrome in my life. Now, never, ever did anybody with a flat nose, Down syndrome, did they ever be aggressive? Did they? They never, ever were nasty. They were always very, very nice people. And your heart goes out for them. No doubt. Your heart goes out for them. But they're not allowed in the congregation. What is the reason? Because a flat nose, Down syndrome, is a genetic defect. That's what the war is about right now. They're being nuts. And it alters their DNA. And it alters their RNA. Now, there are millions of very good men and women that did not have the proper fear of the Lord. Let's remember what the only begotten Son said. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Oops. And they feared some cockamamie, dreamed up, lethal injection that has, and they took that shot. And they had their DNA and their RNA altered. Well, they can't go this trip. Now, am I going to discriminate against those individuals that had good DNA, good RNA, and then they took the shot and now they're all messed up? Yes, I am going to discriminate against them, but listen very clearly how I want to discriminate against them. I want to find those individuals in the coming days, the ones that are around me, that realize they did something wrong. And those particular individuals that come to that conclusion, they are going to be extremely helpful to those that don't have their DNA and their RNA messed up. They're going to be sorry. They're going to say to themselves over and over and over, I did not have fear of the Lord correctly. But you know what? I realized my error. This is what they're going to say. And I am going to fight to the death just so they don't alter their DNA or their RNA.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.